Hey, everybody, and welcome to the first of hopefully many Monday morning workout motivation, shorty little episodes. You know, we as people are going to fall primarily into one of two categories, those that are weekend warriors and have spent a good chunk of their weekend being active, or those who didn't and are looking for good Monday morning kick in the pants type stuff to get up and get moving. Now, if you're one of the weekend warriors in this group, you're probably going to use this Monday as some active recovery. But if you are in the other group, sit back, because I'm getting ready to give you some booty kicking motivation as to why you need to get moving this week and every week after. So let's go. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So Mike and I talked about this in our Friday Night Beer blog, number 86, and that was back mid-November. But I have an episode with urologist Dr. Kelly Casperson coming out this Wednesday, and she touches on this. So I thought it was important enough to bring it back up, especially as we're searching for, you know, motivation to get moving this week. And that's to talk about one of the big benefits of consistent exercise. And that big benefit is better sex. That's right. That's right. If you engage in consistent fitness routines, cardiovascular and resistance training, it is possible to have better sex, to have great sex. Now, exercise isn't the only thing you need to be taking care of in your life to have this great sex, but it is one of the biggies. Let's just say that not staying fit makes having sex more difficult. Now, whether that's from a lack of stamina, poor self-image, or even a risk of injury, I feel it's safe to say that sex can definitely become more difficult the more out of shape you get. In addition, regular aerobic exercise also increases circulation, which is your blood flow, to the whole body. And this includes the sexual organs, which is key to sexual arousal for both men and women. Now, it's shown that regular exercise can also improve your overall mood and help you fight off depression. The physicalness of activity boosts the release of serotonin in the body, which creates positive feelings. And these positive feelings are conducive to sexual desire. Bottom line, few people will feel aroused and ready for the sexy time when they are down in the dumps. True dat. The other thing is that when you are working out consistently, your self-esteem increases because you know that you're doing something good for yourself. And that increased self-esteem and confidence translates to the bedroom. You will definitely want someone else to enjoy all the work that you are putting in. Now, in the end, sex itself can be a form of exercise that is good for both the heart and the brain. Now, it's not like you're running a 5K or anything, but physical activity is physical activity. So in this case, get your workouts in during the week so you can enjoy your exercise with your partner this weekend. Okay, that's it. Your Monday morning workout motivation. Now, you might want to share this little piece of motivation with someone else so that you can both get ready together and then have fun, friends, and then do it all again next week. Thanks for listening today, and come back to hear Dr. Casperson on Wednesday. And make sure to follow this podcast for that episode and for more of these little shorty Monday morning motivational sessions and for all the other great stuff that we've got going on here. Till next time, see ya. Bye.